Steve Chesney. Nothing but the blues.
Broadcasting on 101.8 and 103.1 FM, streaming at the website and on smart speaker, it's Vixen 101, it's Nothing But The Blues with Steve Chesney. New music this week includes Bex Marshall, Hans van Leer, Java Webster, Ridge Runner and Sue Foley, amongst others. But we'll start with one from Jimmy Reed, because last weekend I went to Paving Hull and there was an afternoon of blues, and a couple of the people who performed did Jimmy Reed songs. This one's Big Boss Man.
Hey, boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Hey, boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just told us all. Got me waking, boss man, waking around the fire. I want a little rain or water, but you won't let Jimmy start, big boss. Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just told us all. Treat me right, wake hard in the daytime, rest easy at night, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just told us all.
Big Boss Man from Jimmy Reed there. I'm playing it, as I say, because there was a Sunday afternoon blues session, including four different performances last weekend at Paving Hull, and somebody did a, well, I think a couple of them did Jimmy Reed songs. One of them also did a Slim Harpo, and I've now got hold of a CD of his music, so we'll have something from him later in the programme. Watching a concert live at the Checkerboard Lounge the other evening, which was Muddy Waters, and the Rolling Stones were there as well and came up on stage, or some of them came up on stage and played. And also Junior Wells was there, so I thought we'd have a Junior Wells song. And we'll have a track from the Checkerboard Lounge album later. But in the meantime, Junior Wells from Hoodoo Man Blues, that was recorded in 1965, released on Delmark in 2011. This is in the Wee Wee Hours.
Ooh, ooh, wee.
Hoodoo Man Blues, the album from Junior Wells, recorded in 1965 in the Wee Wee Hours, the song, and featuring Buddy Guy on that album on guitar, who was also at the Checkerboard Lounge and came up on stage on that CD, that concert I watched, and that CD I'm going to play later. You're listening to Vixen 101 on 101.8 and 103.1 FM, streaming at the website and on smart speaker. It's Nothing But The Blues with Steve Jesney. To find out more about us, do look at our website. It's at vixen101.co.uk. And if you're away from your radio, you can listen at the website, or you could listen on a smart speaker. And we have a Facebook page, so do check that out as well. To contact us, you can do it through the webpage or Facebook, or you could email us at admin@vixen101.co.uk. To email me, it's steve.jesney@vixen101.co.uk. For the rattly old blues track of the week, it's somebody we haven't had on the programme for ages and ages, Lead Belly. This is New York City.
I'm in New York City, I'm gonna load my line. New York City, yes, I'm on the burn in New York City. Ooh, New York City. New York City, baby, I'm got to load my line. It's one thing, folks, ask you to do. Catch a bus and ride up Fifth Avenue in New York City. Ooh, New York City. New York City, even got to know my line. When you ride that bus, keep it on your mind. Ride that bus, it's sure gonna cost you a dime in New York City. Ooh, ain't that city? New York City, even got to know my line. When it began to get cloudy, look like rain. Step down south, you catch you subway train in New York City. Ain't that city? New York City, baby, I've got to load my line. Ever go down in Georgia, I'm gonna walk and talk and tell everybody about the city of New York is New York City. Ooh, ain't that city? New York City, baby, I've got to load my line. Ever go down in Louisiana, walk and tell, been on the top of his town here, and it's called hell in New York City. Ain't that city? New York City, baby, I've got to load my line. Trains on the ground and they won't keep still. Gonna catch me a train and ride to Sugar Hill in New York City. Ain't that city? New York City, baby, I've got to load my line. New York City, baby, I've got to load my line.
New York City from Lead Belly then. Now Bex Marshall, she has her new album Fortuna, just released 1st of March, and she also has a single from it out called Preaching to the Choir. I've played a couple of tracks from the album already, but this one, it says, reflects the sentiment of several different types of relationship. This is from Bex. All of which maintain continual problems. It's about the unhealthy grind of a long-term relationship that's become diseased. It's also about being sick of the same scenarios, feelings of constant disappointment, being disrespected and lied to. It mirrors the feelings of a personal relationship coming to an end, or the voice of a population rallying for change. Preaching to the choir. Marshall then, from her new album Fortuna, the track Preaching to the Choir. And if Bex Marshall's been sending music into the programme for a long time, then Hans van Leer has been doing it for even longer, from way back in the days of Vixen 87, around 2003. And Hans van Leer's recorded with all sorts of people, the rhythm section of Stevie Ray Vaughan's band Double Trouble, and with Mick Taylor, and with Ralph DeYoung. And he's had Hans van Leer and the Sidekicks, but now the band is the Hans van Leer Band, and he's sent in what is a new album called It Could Have Been Less. Not available as a CD yet, but it may be in the future. It's recorded live at the Theatre van Beresteren in Wienum, near the city of Groningen. Recorded live, and the band were Marion van Dijk on vocals, Hans van Leer on guitar, Bernie Timmer on guitar, Lorenz Leeuw on bass guitar, and Harry Grunewald on drums. Oh, and I forgot Michael Hugenbosum for the sound, and he produced it and sound engineered it. You'll find the tracks on various streaming platforms and also clips of the songs on YouTube, and you'll find the whole nine songs as a full concert. If you Google Hans van Leer Blueprint on YouTube, you'll find the entire concert. We'll have this one from that album then, called It Could Have Been Less, Cherry Red Wine.
What are you, baby? To you all the time. What say you, baby? Oh, what say you all the time? What say you destroy yourself?
Great stuff. Cherry Red Wine from the Hans van Leer Band from their album called It Could Have Been Less, recorded live. And you can watch the entire concert if you Google Hans van Leer Blueprint YouTube. You can watch the whole nine songs. Last week I played a cover of a Slim Harpo song because I didn't manage to find anything from Slim Harpo in my collection. But I put that right and I now have a best of Slim Harpo, which I don't really like best ofs, but that was the easiest way to get some of his music. And I'm playing it for Tony, who recommended Slim Harpo as being something I should feature on the programme. And a couple of weeks ago I said, Tony is cycling in Australia, he's doing 1100 miles and I think he's about two thirds of the way through it. And you can catch his blog at tonyives.com. But we'll have this for him, Slim Harpo and Rock Me Baby. Laid-back track, that one, Slim Harpo and Rock Me Baby. Now, new albums come in from Java Webster, and they have a self-titled album out. And I'd say Java Webster's the name of the new joint writing project of Erwin Java and Sean Webster. For quite some time now, these dynamic dueling guitarists have graced the stages throughout the Netherlands. And in Corona times, Erwin formed Erwin Java's Travel Party, and that featured Sean Webster. And later an idea was conceived to start a new project, Java Webster, based mainly with a handful of jointly written songs. So the album has 10 original new tracks. And this firm foundation is the basis for the new project. And other members of the band are Bas Mulder on keyboards, Marcel Wolhoff on drums and Goose Strichbach on bass. So from Java Webster, the track is Coming Home to the Blues.
Come
Java Webster from their self-titled album and the track Coming Home to the Blues. Now, I said I'd play something from Live at the Checkerboard Lounge, having seen it on TV on Sky Arts the other night, the entire concert. And I've had the CD in my collection for quite a long time, but never seen the concert. And it's easier to understand the CD when you've watched the concert, because it was total mayhem on stage at the Checkerboard, which was a club owned at the time by Buddy Guy. And Muddy Waters was appearing, and the Rolling Stones, or some of them, turned up to watch and were invited up on stage, and other people came up on stage too. So at the beginning of the concert, Muddy and his band were Rick Cray on guitar, John Prime was on guitar, Lovey Lee was on piano, Ernest Johnson on bass, Ray Allison on drums, and George Mojo Buford on harmonica. Well, then other guests came up on stage. Mick Jagger on vocals, Keith Richards on guitar, Ronnie Wood on guitar, Ian Stewart on piano, Buddy Guy himself on vocals and guitar, Lefty Dizzy, amazing guy, on vocals and guitar, and Junior Wells on vocals and harmonica, and Nick Charles on bass. Not all playing at the same time, and quite confusing as to which track had which people on, in fact. We'll have this track that definitely features Mick Jagger and the other two from the Stones, Hoochie Coochie Man.
The gypsy woman told my mother,
oh, yeah,
before I was born, you got a boy child coming, gonna be a son of a gun. They're gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then they really wanna know what this all about. But you don't hear. Everybody knows I'm here. I got a black cat bone.
Yeah.
I got a mojo too.
Oh, yeah.
I got the John the Conqueror.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls.
That's right.
Leave me by my hand. Then the world will know. Now I'm a hoochie coochie man. What's that I'm here?
Seventh hour.
What?
On the seventh day.
What happened?
On the seventh month. The seventh doctor say.
No kidding.
I was born for good luck.
I see that.
And that you see.
Yeah.
I got $700.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey,
recorded in 1981, live at the Checkerboard Lounge there, Muddy Waters, and lots of guests, and featuring on that one, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Ronnie Wood. And Ronnie Wood did some great slide guitar on some of the tracks on that album. Next, a new album. I had an email in from Adam Stocker, who's part of Ridge Runner. The other member is TJ Cadman, who plays guitar, slide guitar, vocals and mandolin. Adam does vocals, guitar and harmonica. The album's called The Long Way Home, and I've picked this track because I just mentioned about that recording being at the Checkerboard Lounge, which was Buddy Guy's club, and him appearing on stage. So this track is called Buddy Guy's Guitar.
Feeling happy, feeling high, across the ocean to see Buddy Guy. In the world of blues, he's the biggest star. Never thought I'd play on his guitar. Last Chicago, all in a mess. Went in my room, take a rest. Right next door to the Legends Bar, and that's where I play Buddy Guy's guitar. Walked in the bar, check it out. Stood by the door, just hanging about. Saw the clock, it's time to go. Then a man stepped out and he said hello. Well, I'm the boss, we're not open yet. We said we're from England, come in on the jet. Come on in for a private tour, and I'll show you around, cause I got an hour. Took us round that famous bar. Tell you what, there's something more. Took us upstairs to a private suite. Sat me down in Buddy's seat. Buddy's guitar came off the wall. You can play a man, he won't mind at all. Still got that picture the day that I played Buddy Guy's guitar.
Can't beat a blues song with a good story, and that certainly had it. Ridge Runner there with Buddy Guy's guitar from their new album The Long Way Home. And there's a similarity in the title of the next one because it's called Maybelle's Guitar. It's a single from Sue Foley's forthcoming album One Guitar Woman, due out on the 29th of March. The single's out now. And the album honours lots of female blues performers from way back. And it says, while Sue Foley honours the other artists by performing their songs, for Maybelle Carter, Sue created an original song called Maybelle's Guitar. Says she utilised Carter's distinctive guitar style, and she tells the story in her song of the enormous influence the Carter family's music had across the country and beyond, even during hard times like the Great Depression. Maybelle's guitar and uplifting songs like Can the Circle Be Unbroken and Wild Woodflower raised people's spirits. As Sue sings, it launched a million dreams, it saved a million souls. And it says, Carter's innovative technique called the Carter Scratch consisted of using her thumb to play melodies on the bass strings while her index finger strummed the rhythm. And it's often credited with the guitar's transition from rhythm to lead instrument. Sue Foley says, of all the guitar styles that I studied for the album, I found the Carter Scratch to be the most challenging. To play accurately, you must keep a rock-steady rhythm while strumming the lead guitar parts in between the beats. It's like rubbing your head and patting your belly simultaneously. So this is a song, Maybell's Guitar.
It launched a million dreams, it saved a million souls. In the midst of the Great Depression, it stirred through the old dust bowl. In the darkest time, it was a shining light, constant as a northern star. Few things ever burned as bright as Maybell's guitar. Simple songs about a world so beautiful and a world gone wrong. Like a clenched mountain stream flowing from the source, powerful as a freight train rolling right on course. No matter how we stray or how far we roam, the sound of that guitar all back home. They sang in times of need to the forgotten and forlorn, and her Carter Scratch rang out through an old Victrola horn, where a young boy sat with dreams of being the next great country star, as he learned to pick out every tune from guitar. Like a clenched mountain stream flowing from the source, powerful as a freight train rolling right on course. No matter how we stray or how far we roam, the sound of that guitar brings us all back home. The sound of her guitar us all back home, yeah.
Certainly some nifty picking on that one from Sue Foley from her forthcoming album One Guitar Woman, the song Maybell's Guitar. Well, we're nearly out of time. I hope you've enjoyed the programme. That you'll join me next week here on Vixen 101 for some more of the blues, the whole blues and nothing but the blues. We'll go out with another track from Live at the Checkerboard Lounge, recorded in 1981. And mayhem, as I said, up on stage with lots of guest appearances from Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Ronnie Wood, Buddy Guy, Junior Wells, Lefty Diz, among others. Here they are, rampaging their way through Manish Boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Woo! Now when I was a young boy, at the age of five, my mother's child's gonna be the the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. You gotta believe me, honey. I have lots of fun. I'm a man. I spell M. Child. And that rubber that man, no B. Oh, child. Why? That mean manish boy. I'm not your bone lover's face.
That's right.
Man. Yeah. I'm a rolling stone. Man. Yeah. I'm a hoochie coochie man. Hey, hey. That's right.
The way I make love to a woman,
right.
You just can't resist.
I hear you.
I'm a man. I'm a full grown man.
I hear you, son.
I'm a man. I'm a natural born lover man.
I can dig that. But
don't hurt me, don't hurt me, child.
Yeah.
Don't hurt me, child.
Right on.
Don't hurt me, don't.
Yeah.
Don't hurt me, child.
Thanks, son.
There you're doing.
Hey, hey. Hey, hey.
Well,
the line I shoot. I'll never miss when I make love to a woman. She can't resist. I think I go down to old Cassie Stew. I'm gonna bring back the second cousin. That's little John the Conqueror. Setting out that line, I can make love to you, baby, in 5 minutes' time. Ain't that a man?
Yes, man.
I'll spell him.
Yeah.
Hey, child. Rebel than me.
Hey!
There's no B.
No B.
Oh, child.
Oh, child. Why?
That mean man is boy. Man! Or not your own lover, man.
Just me and my mate.
Right on.
And we made the moon come up 2 hours late.
What a guy!
Ain't that a man?
Just me and my mate. We made the moon, honey, goddammit. Come up 2 hours late. Ain't that the main? Well, main. Listen. Can I do one more? Listen. Sitting on the outside, just me and my mate. We made the moon, honey, come up 2 hours late. Ain't that the main law? You want some?
Hey.
Somebody hand me my guitar over there.